Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Ephesians 4. Oh, verse 13. Until we all come into the unity of the faith, and we read a lot of this already, but until we all come into the unity of the faith, you know what? Jump back to chapter 3, verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, Paul talking, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Right? Then it says, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Both of those are talking about inside. That ye being rooted and grounded in love. There's a comma right there, right? Then verse 18, because of these things, verse 18 says, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be the glory in the church. And where? By Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. If I read backwards right there, verse 21. Unto him glory in the church by Christ Jesus. So that means if it's not by Christ Jesus, the church can't give God glory. Y'all see that? Can y'all see that in the scripture? I mean, it's pretty simple, right? I think there's some things biblically and in the Bible that we have to come to reckoning with. We read them and we know them and we read over them, but we don't really let them sit down inside of us. And so we somewhat don't change. We somewhat go through the normal rigmarole of how we do the rules and the rhetoric. Christianity is a duty. Christ is a being. All right, don't you ever forget that. It's cool for you to be a good Christian, but Christ wants you to be like him, like Christ. He didn't tell you, there's nowhere written in the Bible. You can go look at it and people are going to say what they want and feel how they want to feel about what I'm about to say. And I've said it before, but there's nowhere that Jesus said, go be good Christians. He didn't say it. They didn't start talking about that until the book of Acts and later on after that when they wanted to give it a name. An Ian, an American, a Mexican, you know what I'm saying, an Italian, they're from those places. You get it? So they were always trying, man was always trying to make sense of something. And sometimes it would get so far away from the original plan that we lose the power. Be like Christ. It says, unto him be glory in the church. Where? No, at the church. It don't say at the church. It don't say by the church. In the church. You further up, and I wasn't even seeing this, but further up, we would talk verse 17. Verse 18, 16 and 17, talking about by his Spirit and inner man, the end of verse 16. You see that? By his Spirit. They will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. You see that? Verse 17, it goes on the inside again, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded where? In love. Y'all see that? See all those ends? And so now I jump down to verse 21, unto him be glory in the church. Who's the church? Who's the church? All right, so God is not going to get any glory out of you, right? He can't get the glory. Let's give him the glory. That's more than your words. That's more than you lifting your hands when the song is going on Sunday. Or more than you lifting your hands when you're by yourself trying to do worship in the car. Worship is a lifestyle. And it's more than just saying things or functioning or doing a bunch of things, but it's a being. And so now God can't get glory from the church, which is me. Now, not the building, not the name, not the whatever and all that different stuff that goes along with it, out of you. God can't get glory in you. You get it? If we're not realizing that it comes from him, we're being strengthened with might by spirit in the inner man. Y'all get it? So the glory is in the church by Christ Jesus. I'm going to say it again. The glory is in the church by Christ Jesus. You can't separate those. You can't have glory without Christ Jesus. There will be no glory inside of you as the church unless it's by Christ Jesus. So what does that say to me? That anything outside of by Christ Jesus is no glory. Anything outside of by Christ Jesus is out of God's will. And I don't have to, I don't really want to keep going. There's some things that you ought to understand by now. What's the rock that the church was built on? Come on, what's the rock? Huh? Why are we the rock? We just the rock cuz? What's the revelation? Come on, we have done this class before. What's the revelation that the church was built on? If y'all know this, then we got some work to do. What's the revelation? Upon this rock, I'll build my church. Come on, what is the revelation? Because if you ain't got this, then we wasting time in this class. Spirit of God on the inside of you, right? So what's the revelation? How can I build a church on you? How can I build you as? How can I set this whole thing up on you? Like, what is contingent on? What needs to happen to you first? Maturity, all right, good word. What needs to happen to you first? What do you need to realize? You ever thought about that? What do you need to figure out? I'm asking right now, huh? Christ in you as you. What do you tell Peter in that scripture? Y'all know the scripture, right? I'm gonna count this to the end of the day. We've been at work and stuff today, and we just thinking a little slow right now. So I'm not gonna go so hard on it, right? But let's pick this up for a minute, right? What Peter? And thou what? Peter. What Peter told him right before that? Who do men say that I am? Some say Elijah. Some say the prophet. Some say one other. What he said? But he said, but who you say that I am? What he said? You got that right. And then, blessed are thou, son, for flesh and blood has not revealed this, right? But my Father's in heaven, right? And then he said, and thou art, you too. So upon this rock, I'll build my church. Ain't gonna be no rock. You ain't nothing but dirt and sand unless you have the rock of Christ as your identity. Are y'all hearing me? This is who we are. I don't have to go on. I don't want to have to go on for another 20 minutes talking about this thing is based on Jesus Christ. This is what this is all about. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. This thing is all about that. It is all lined up on Christ. It is not lined up on your rules. Your rules are only until you come to maturity. The law, what the law could not do, and that was weak through the flesh. God sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and condemned sin in the flesh. Right? Jesus rectified that thing. All right? But the law had to be there because we were still around here acting like kids. We were still living like we didn't know we were one with God. So the rules had to be there. What are rules for? What are rules for? Rules are for if you don't know how to control yourself. Rules and penalty. Rules and penalty are to keep you in line. This Bible says the heir. Right? You know the heir is, right? You know the heir is? Come on, I want y'all to talk to me tonight. All right, come on, wake up. All right, you know what the heir is, right? The heir. Well, let me tell you something about the heir. First of all, we really do research about the heir. An heir is not somebody that gets something when somebody dies. An heir is really supposed to be a living thing. Like, an heir is a living understanding. It's really not. We somewhere through time and man's mindset away from God and away from Christ is always messing something up. So just know you always going to mess something up when your mind is away from Christ. You always going to do it. You're going to lie, and I'm not talking about just being out of the center, but you're just going to mess something up with good intentions. But you're going to mess it up because there ain't no good intentions, God intentions. Are you understanding me? So here we go. The air is really an air is really, it's a living air. The air wasn't about, well, you know, Lil Marvin's going to get it when you go to be with Jesus. No, no. He's an heir right now. That means he has a right to it right now. But, you know, there's something. How old is he right now? 11. But he not, you're not going to give him the keys to the truck. You might go outside and teach him how to drive a little bit in the yard or whatever. You're not going to give him the keys to the truck. Why? He ain't ready yet. Why he ain't ready? He not mature yet. He don't know how to work it yet, right? But it still got a right. He still got a right because that's his just like it's yours. You get it? That don't mean he going to walk in the house and be like, Daddy, give me the keys. He ain't got that power. Y'all get it? But it's still because he's an heir. Y'all get it? But they say the heir, as long as he's a child, this is scripture. I ain't got time to go there. As long as he's a child, differs nothing from a servant. I'm about to deal with you about your servanthood. It says, then I got to go through the scripture so I can get back. Though he be Lord of all. Right? And I'm going to get the next one. But we're so busy trying to serve God that we don't serve God. Uh-oh. Did y'all catch that? What am I saying? I need y'all to be quick tonight. What am I saying? What am I saying? We're so busy trying to serve God that we don't serve God. What am I saying? Can you get it? I want to do some meditation time. We're so busy with our serving God that we don't serve God. I'm going to break it down for you. I'm going to break it down. Tell me what you think. What you think I'm saying? Huh? Too busy trying to get it right. Come on. Come on. What am I saying? Come on. We're so busy trying to serve God that we don't serve God. It's a play on words. It's a play on words. All right. That's good. That's good. That's part of it, right? That's part of it. But all right. That's part of it. So keep that, all right? That's not all of it, but it's part of it, all right? But we're so busy trying to serve God that we don't serve God. I'm going to give you the key word and I'm going to play on words. That's a play on words. You ready? Are y'all ready? It's a play on word. The word serve. I'm play on the word. So we're so busy trying to serve God that we don't serve God. What does it mean to serve something? Two ways to serve. All right, two ways to serve. All right, you ready? You can serve, like give him what he wants, do what he wants you to do. Be a servant, right? Or if you're serving tables, you passing something out. Able ministers. You know, minister only means to pass out. Now, you got to keep up now, all right? So we're so busy trying to serve God that we don't serve God. So we stand here telling the Lord what you want us to do, and he's like, I wish you just pass me out. All right, question. What was Jesus doing? Y'all read about Jesus? Y'all read about Jesus before, huh? What was he doing the whole time? Passing out God. That's all he was passing out God. Me and my father won. Listen, me and my father won. That's a wrap. He said it. I'm going to do it. He give me the words. There it is. So when a miracle happens, when he opened up the eyes, he's passing out God. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, I'm passing out God. When he multiplied, when he made the wine, when he did everything, I'm passing out God. Jesus was not overly concerned. I got to tell you what he was doing. He was not overly concerned with duty. Jesus ain't dying for you on the cross because it was a duty. A duty will not get you. Listen, you ever worked a job before and you didn't really like it too much? And you know you're supposed to do it, but you was doing it for the check? You weren't trying to spend. 4:30 come, you ain't trying to stay till 4:32. You clocking as soon as it. Y'all know this already. And I understand. Because if your heart ain't in it, if it ain't got no mission or whatever, that's just the way it is. That's a duty. That's a job. That's an occupation. Right? And so they're going to get 40 hours a week. Jesus could have never died on the cross with that mindset. He couldn't have died on the cross for you and did all that for you with just a servant mindset. The Bible says he humbled himself as a servant because he wasn't coming down as the Lord Jesus. He was coming down to relate with you, to let you know you like him and he like you. But he couldn't have done it in just, I got to serve the Lord. Because where's the love? So this is where we fail as church. We go through the motions and doing the duties. Christianity is a duty. Christ is a being. I'm going to say it again. Christianity is a duty. Christ is a being. Christianity is full of law. Christ is full of love. but is the heir. And we're talking about living heir, right? That means if I'm an heir, right, that means I have a right to everything that my predecessor has. I got a right to it all, right? But I differ nothing but a servant. As long as I'm a child, as long as I'm immature, as long as I'm a, we're going to go, y'all still in Ephesians 4, right? That's still in Ephesians, I'm going to take you there, we're going to wrap this up real good, right? But as long as I'm a child, as long as I'm not growing up, I ain't nothing but a servant. How long you been serving God? How long you going to be serving God and not serving God? It says different, nothing but a servant, though he be Lord of all. Oh, that's powerful, ain't it? So, I mean, you're Lord of all, but I got to keep telling you what to do because you won't grow up and be nothing. Are y'all hearing it? You got to come back and listen to this tape again, all right? All right, now watch this. But then that scripture says, but is under, same, talking about the heir, right? But is under tutors and governors until the appointed time, set of the Father. That means he's under tutors. What do tutors do? Teach you, help you learn something you don't know. And the governors, right? We ain't talking about the governor of Louisiana. Sometimes, you know, and that's cool, somebody governor over. But you ever had a governor on the car? You ever had a car with a governor on it? Any of y'all ever had a car with a governor on it? Well, a car with a governor on it says, it don't matter what you see on that dash could say 100, that has to say 345 on that dash. If that governor said at 70, you ain't going past 70. I was in a van that used to do a lot of these 15 passenger vans or these big vehicles. You could put it to the flow. If it get to 80, it ain't going no faster because it got a governor. And it ain't going to move no faster until that governor is taken off of there. But it's set at that speed for a reason. Usually they put them on these 15 passenger vans or these big vehicles like the Sprinter out there and all that. They put them on these because they're usually carrying more people than a normal vehicle. So we don't need this one going 120 down the road because that means the mortality rate is probably a little higher. Y'all get it? So we got to put a governor. So it's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. That means you're Lord of all, but you won't function as Lord of all and make Lord of all decisions until the Father has appointed that time because you have to learn from the tutors and the governors. Get it? So Jesus, okay, are we back at Jesus right quick? Can we talk about Jesus for a minute? Jesus could not have gone all the way as a servant. He couldn't have done it. Because a servant worked by the hour. A servant worked by the wage. A servant is looking for what I'm going to get. If y'all hear me tonight, oh my God, if y'all can hear me tonight, please, if you can hear me, it will literally change a lot of things that's going on in you and in your life. And it's going to change a lot of your prayers. Like a lot of prayer that you're trying to get going, it's not really that. It is nothing wrong with your prayer. It's a functioning, it's a positioning in you. Are y'all hearing me? He couldn't have done it as a servant because a servant is only doing what he told to do. He has no personal interest. He has no skin in the game, they call it. He ain't got no investment to look for. So I'm just, but that's not Jesus, because Jesus was crying when Lazarus died. Jesus felt, the Bible talking about it, he felt compassion. That means he was invested. He wasn't just there to do a duty and then go back to the Father. It was like we are sometimes. Our witnessing is like that sometimes. We're trying to gather up as many people we can. What, are you changing? Are you helping change the person? Did you meet a need? It bothers me on the regular to see I can't read everybody's intention, but I can kind of see manifestation, right? And many times we are asking God for so many different things, and we want to be favored, and I know that's fine, and we want the favor of God, and the grace of God, and the increase, and this is your massive production, right? For what? What do you need massive production for? For what? What commitment have you made to other beings besides yourself and your family? What certified commitment have you made to God to do whatever it is that he gives you to whoever he tells you to do. What certified commitment? What thing have you committed to other than yourself? Other than the fact that you want to pay your house off, or you want to pay your car off, or you want to pay your bills off. And praise the Lord for that, because you love your neighbor like you love yourself. But what other commitment is there? What if I sat down and told God, you know what, God, if you drop it on me, I guarantee I'll go and put it in everything you tell me to put it into. What commitment have we made? But if you're working on doing so you can have, right, is being, doing, and having. But if you leave out the being and you just be doing and having that servanthood, being is heirship. It's another thing. Are y'all hearing me? I'm talking about church now. So now here we go. Jesus could not have finished. It could not be "it is finished" as a servant. Had to be heirship. The Bible talks about joint heirs with Christ. It's a connection. It was the heir. Right? That had, oh my God, it was an heir that was, and has given him, after this, is Philippians 2:5, and said, "Let the mind be also in Christ Jesus, who thought not robbery equal God, but made himself of no reputation, and humbled himself, serve, even as a servant." You know what I'm saying, right? And it says, therefore, and it goes with the whole process, I'm paraphrasing, but he said, therefore has given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue, right? Right? The Lord, though he be Lord of all, right? He differs nothing from a servant as long as he's a child. That's why Jesus had to go back when Mary told him, "Come on back." Jesus in the synagogue. Remember, he's 12? Huh? That's the only thing we know about Jesus' adolescence. He in there, he said, "No, you got to come on back because you're still a child. You still got the servanthood thing." You get it? I got to grow you up into the heir. You get it? And now the heir becomes Lord because the time is appointed of the Father. Your time is appointed already of the Father. What time for what? I don't know. Sometimes we'll be making these plans in our head of all the stuff that we want to do and ain't got nothing to do with what he want to do. Just chill. Chill and yield. But there's a point in time of the Father where everything breaks loose. Actually, it's already broken loose already. You just don't know you're grown. You just don't know it yet. This is the reason the church world as a whole is not doing more than what it is, because it's still a baby. We quick to call people baby Christians. Y'all know that, right? They're a baby Christian. Why are they a baby Christian? You not. Because you've been here longer? Because you finished school? Because why? What does that mean? Jesus could not have done it as a servant, because a servant is not willing to give up everything. A servant is going to give them hours for them wages, and that's a wrap. And you know what? Sometimes we start off that way. That's fine. You know, usually in a lot of these companies, you don't get up to be a manager until you start off as a floor worker, right? But you're proving yourself, and your investment and your extra time causes promotion. You get it? Sometimes people tell you you're doing too much. I've heard that conversation, like, you're doing too much. Where's that? Where's the line? Where's the line for too much? Anybody know where that line at? Ain't no line. You're doing too much. You spend too much time trying to talk about Jesus. What? You're doing too much for people. Too much for people. What is that? This is the goal. You realize you're not going to be able to make it without other people? Y'all know that? Or we misinterpret and underestimate the connection of humankind. We underestimate it all day long. Jesus understood it. Jesus understood it. That's why, listen. He understood brotherhood and sisterhood. Right? Jesus understood it. This is why he was able to follow through, because he knew he was connected. And if I don't do it, we ain't going to do it. What you thought he was talking about when he said, "The works that I do, so you do also"? Yeah, that's connection. That's, we need to do the work. The same work he did, the same work he's doing right now, what is Jesus doing right now? He said, Jesus right now on the right hand of the Father interceding for us. Well, what are you supposed to be doing? Interceding for us. Be the intersection. So now, here's the thing. I'm about to ask a question, and This question is going to determine whether you need to quit or not. You need to get this life up. This life ain't for you. I ain't talking about preaching. I ain't talking about ministry school. I'm talking about this whole Christ thing. This ain't for you. A lot of people ain't going to preach and tell you that. But I'm going to say it to you right now. Because you know what I'm saying? If you're not willing to give up everything, this ain't for you. This built on everything. Oh, no, 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 no. Y'all got to hear me. This right here? This right here? Christ? The Christ life? Us being the church? That built on everything. I want God. I want it all. I don't want you. No. Law? Love. Right? Old Testament, New Testament. Right? Moses' law, Christ Jesus. Right? Right? In the law, in the Old Testament, they was able to do sacrifices. I'm going to kill a few cattle and whatever, and we're going to sacrifice this up, right? New Testament, you the sacrifice. You can't go get it from nowhere else but you. I'm not going to accept nothing else. I'm not accepting a ram right now. I'm not accepting a goat or a bull or blood. No, I want your blood. I want your living blood. I'm not going to accept nothing else. That's what I want right there. Anything less than that is less than that. Are y'all hearing me? This is growing up. So you thought that maturity was knowing more scriptures, right? But the scriptures can kill you, can't they? That's Bible, ain't it? The letter itself will do what? Kill it, huh? All right, so it can't just be that what they meant when they said maturity, did it? You thought it was being on time a little bit more, huh? That's a good thing, but that ain't it. You be on time all day long and be late for other stuff. Your money be late, and you be on time all the time for church. All right, so we know it ain't. Come on, y'all. It's these little things. No. Here's maturity. Y'all want to know maturity? You still in Ephesians? Now jump down to jump to verse 13. Chapter 4, verse 13. Y'all with me? Huh? Till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature, the fullness of Christ. Until we measure up to the fullness of, make it plain. Come on, Paul. Verse 14. Read it. Ready, read. Verse 15, but speaking the truth, how? In love may do what? Grow up. How? Grow up into him in how many things? I want it all. I want it all. I don't want you to just be a good prayer, whatever that means. Or a good Bible reader, whatever that means. I want it all. I want all the other stuff too. I want when they stab you in the back to do what? Well, I want all that. I want how you treat your children. I want all that. You get it? I want all of it. That we may grow up into him in how many things? Which is the head? Christ. Verse 16, from whom? Christ. You see Christ? And there's a colon there, right? Y'all see it in the verse 15, right? Come on, y'all see the colon? That means that's not the end of the sentence. We're going to keep going, right? Usually you see a colon. The colon gives a definition of something. Explain something a little further, right? So now, which is the head, Christ. Verse 16, from whom the whole body filled. So the whole body is fitly joined together from the head. Are y'all seeing that? The whole body fitly joined together. From whom? Christ, the head. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying. Oh, look at this word again. There it is again. So love at the top and the bottom. And all the way through. You can't get away from it. And no greater love than this. The Bible says no greater love than this that a man will lay down his life for. Y'all know the scripture? Come on. For what? For a friend. It didn't even say a brother. It would have been deep if he just said, a kin person, right? We say for a friend. Y'all get what maturity, what our lack of maturity is? Our lack of maturity ain't got nothing to do with how you come to service. It's all about how you service. See, that ain't the service, you the service. Come on, y'all. All right, church. Church, we thought church was this. So y'all came to the church, right? And then y'all had a church service at 9 yesterday, right? No, but who's the church? And so have service. Pass it out. But you can't pass out nothing you don't know you got. Right? You can't give something that you don't know you got, but you already got it. Listen to me well. You already got it, but there's some things, we've been taught a lot of terrible things in our lives. Own up to it. Can y'all know to it real quick? Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all know we learned some stuff. And then I hate black people. We didn't learn some stuff, boy. We learned how to be separated and whatever. And we, you know, you stay at your house and then don't worry about their house. And then don't. But then here go Jesus and say, what's the greatest commandment in the law? Master, what's the greatest commandment in the law? He said, well, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul. We cool with that one, right? We cool with that one, right? He says, the great commandment in the law. And he said, the second one, and Jesus kept going. He said, well, I want to ask you one. No. I'm going to give you some more. Jesus was always doing that. In the Beatitudes, he did that. They actually go a mile, go two, right? Remember that? This is who you put your coat, your cloak, right? Amen. Say, when they say commit adultery, said, I said, you think about it. You committed it, right? Right? Jesus always went up. So, what's the great commandment? Love the Lord God. All right, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You gave it. No, he said, hello, I ain't finished. But the second one is just like the first one. That you ought to love what? Your neighbor. As you love yourself. Three things. Love God, love yourself, love your neighbor. Love God, love yourself, love your neighbor. Love God, love yourself, love your neighbor. Now, because we are chronological people, because we live by time, because we like to say our ages, and so we are basing our lives off of the number that was given us in a certain timeline, and we think so linear that we don't think all the way whole, right? And that's why, remember Apostle said a while back, God said, I don't want to be on your list? Because we always say God first. Then no, but ain't no God first. God. The Father, my Father. But because we think so linear, we need a first and a second commandment, right? Then even if I give it to you just like I gave you just now, he said, love the Lord your God, love God, love yourself, love your neighbor. Why you say I love yourself second? Because you can't, he said, love your neighbor like you love yourself. So in between there's really loving yourself. But here's the thing about this. Y'all really want to know the thing about this? Y'all saw three of them, right? Really, but the three are one. Truth of the matter is, what's the first one? Love God. Love yourself. All that's God. What God at? What you made of? God, huh? Huh? What them other people made of? I don't care. I don't care if they don't go to church with you. We didn't make the rules. We didn't set this up. We didn't create them. Who created them? And how he made man? In his image and his likeness, huh? Huh? They said, let us make man, right? So that means everybody, right? Does that mean everybody? Come on, y'all answer me now. Don't get religious. That means everybody, right? So that means Lord your God, yourself, your God, and your neighbor, all that's God. I just saw that just now. That wasn't even where I was going, but that's cool though. Ain't it? Right? But then they all won because, what's the first one? Love the Lord your God, right? Love yourself, right? Love your neighbor, right? You realize you can't do either one of those without the other one? Think about it for a minute. You can't love yourself without loving God. Right? Let's go God. All right, God. Love God, right? Right? This is what we be trying to do in church. This is why we fail majorly. And this is why people are dying and people are sick and there are people across the world with no water and no things that they need. And we have a tendency to complain in this American society. And I'm somewhere else with it, right? We fail miserably as a culture, as a being of human beings, right? We fail miserably, right? But this is what we'll be trying to do. So we want to do number one. We try to do number one, right? That's why we come to church. That's why we come to ministry school. Know this, just you got to realize this about yourself, all right? And we can be praying in tongues because we're trying to number one, right? But you can't do number one without doing number two, or and I'm just using those numbers because they're all one, but just we think linear. We think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We think 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, right? That's how we think. So there's some way to explain it, right? But you can't do one without loving yourself and loving your neighbor, because all God is in both of those, number one. And then if you really love God, his commandment says to love yourself and love your neighbor. You can't do, all right, come on, go to number two. Love yourself. Love yourself. Well, you can't love yourself without loving God, because you don't know yourself without knowing God. Right? And whether you think so or not, you can't love yourself without loving your neighbor, because if your neighbor suffers, you suffer. Okay, all right, let's be honest. Let's be honest right quick. Let's break something down real simple, right? Right? Let's break something down real simple. If somebody that does something simple for you, like let's talk about your water, like your water at your house, right? Like your water company, keeping your water on, right? Like if these people don't stay alive, right, then you suffer. Even though you wasn't the one that quote unquote expired or died, you still suffer. That's a part of you. And that's real mundane compared to what I really want to say and what the real connection between us and spirit beings, what the real connection is. But that's, if they gone, we gone. If I'm gone, ain't no class being taught right now. Of course, you put somebody else in, but it'd be a little different. Right? If you gone, I ain't got nobody to talk to. And that's just a minor. If you really think about that, meditate on that for a while, that thing will expand and you'll really see your connection. Right? Well, you can't do it. You think you can love yourself without loving your neighbor, but you can't. You think, and so we try. We gather and we save. We don't want to give as much. And I'm not we don't want to help out the neighbor. We don't want to stop and do this. We don't. And you try, but you realize that you're hurting yourself. Now, am I saying every time you see somebody on the corner with a sign, stop? No, that's not what I'm saying. You be led by the spirit of God. But what I'm saying is, you cannot love yourself without loving your neighbor, because your neighbor is yourself. All right. Who are you? Drexel. All right. That's good. Now, who are you? I expect somebody to do that. Who are you? Who are you? God, huh? God, that's your identity, right? Come on, y'all scared to say it. Come on, you scared. Who are you? God. I'm a servant of God. No. Jesus, I'm reading John the other day. He said, didn't you say in your law, you are God's? So what's your identity? Who's your identity? God. And I want to say God the Father. I want to say the Father. Come on, say the Father. I want to say the Father. This is a different connotation, God and the Father, right? Right. You come from the Father, right? Right? That's your identity. All right, that's who you are. I know your name, but that's who you are, right? So that's who you are, and that's who they are, but they don't know it. Then how can you love yourself without loving your neighbor if all of us is God? I don't care about our different frames of mind, our different upbringings, our different thought processes. That's natural, but that's where we come to the common ground. There's a common ground called love. Go to the third one. How can you love your neighbor? He explained this. He love the neighbor as you love yourself. How can you love your neighbor if you don't love God or yourself? So you can fall in a ditch either way. So now you're trying to do a bunch of stuff out here for people, and you ain't doing nothing for yourself. Y'all see the connection? So here, look, here's this. That passage is one of those scriptures that got to come to reckoning. Right? Like when Jesus starts saying that, you can't just look at that one and then read it and then do a little message on it and then walk off from it. This gotta come to some reckoning with your lifestyle. Like these are it's some things, and it's really all things, but we don't pay attention. But there are some things that Jesus said that just have to be coming to a reckoning. Like you gotta reckon with this on a daily basis. Like you can't read this tomorrow and then leave it the day after tomorrow. No, we gotta reckon with this every day. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul. And the second one, just like it, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Then it says this, because we're in verse 11, it says, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers, right? But he said, on this law hangs all the prophets and the law. Does everything hang on that? How do you get past that scripture? How we keep getting past it? Because we do, huh? We be doing other stuff, and we don't be realizing what we know. We get past. I don't know how we get past. How do we get past this? This is the way. This is the process. That commandment is Jesus' lifestyle. Jesus was that commandment in the flesh. Jesus is the greatest commandment in the flesh. He said, if you love me, you keep my... Oh, listen, John, I ain't got no time to go there. So where are we? What have we been doing? Like, what? You ever thought about it? Who we been talking about? Every message that you're going to hear tonight should lead back to the same place, Jesus. And what that look like? If it don't lead back there, then what we had is a real good class, and we had some good little principles, but Jesus is the key. So you might get the box, but you can't unlock the box without Christ. What have we been doing? What have we been doing, bro? We just kind of going through the motions, and we're doing, and it's been okay. It's been okay. God loves us, man, and the grace of God is on us, and it's been okay, but it's like, okay, servanthood is cool, but when you gonna grow up and be the heir? Right? Like the heir, what people don't understand is that the heir, we think Lord of all means that we get to tell everybody what to do, but that's not the case. Do you realize Jesus said upon like the revelation of Jesus is the rock that you, he's the cornerstone. He's the rock that you, that means he's under. Doesn't mean he's the foundation. He ain't just up at the top. You realize, like, the Lord of all really means that that you're able to give yourself for all. You can't be Lord of all till you. It's not about being able to tell nobody what to do and having some kind of prestige or some kind of name or whatever. All that stuff is cool. Pat you on the back. God bless you for all that. But it's not that. It's about being able to be able to do it for all. That we may be able to comprehend with all saints. What is the breadth and length and depth and height? Y'all see that? All. Grow up in him now, how many things? All. Y'all might sleep on me tonight. Y'all might sleep on this class, and I hope y'all don't. I hope y'all don't sleep on this class and let this class pass by, and I don't really be saying stuff like that and be like, oh, listen to my tape again. But listen, don't sleep on this class. Don't sleep on what was said to you tonight. Do not sleep on it. Don't, well, yeah, I heard. No, you ain't heard this. You ain't heard this one. That's maturity. That's the next thing. We've been basing our actions up off of man's status. It ain't got nothing to do with that. So we're trying to rank, go up in the ranks in the church. That ain't no ranks. It's the most ignorant thing we've been doing for all these years. It's ignorant. Ignorant. I said it like I want to say. It's ignorant. Ignorant. We ignore this scripture that says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul. Secondly, like it says, love your neighbor like you love yourself. That's the great commandment. On this hangs everything. We've been ignorant because we've been ignoring it. We take it and we pass it up because for some reason we want something else. There ain't nothing else to get though. Inside of that is everything. And then, I know we can't joint supply if we ain't all on the same page. Every joint can't supply the effects of working to measure every part. It can't even do it if I don't mature and you mature. You mature, I don't mature, I become the lame leg. And you got to drag me around. Because I simply don't know that it's about loving God and loving my neighbor like I love myself. Because I simply don't know that this whole thing looks like Jesus. Because I simply don't know that whatever it is, I don't care what you came here to hear, what you came here to do. I don't care if it's Communion Sunday or not Communion Sunday. I don't care if you're singing or whatever. It don't matter. All of it looks like Jesus. And that's it. If it don't, look, the glory in the church is by Christ Jesus. If it ain't by Christ Jesus, it ain't no glory in the church. Simply put, ain't it? Do we have to go all over? Do we have to go like to 100 and 200, 300 different commandments? 300 different messages, all in one place. One thing is needful. And Mary shows that good thing that can't be taken away from her. Remember that? The two sisters, Mary and Martha? One thing is needful. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. No man come to the Father but by one way. One way. You run around it. All brings back to the one. I had to stop acting like I know it all. I had to stop acting like I knew everything about everything, because I'm still learning the love of God and still knowing how massive it is. And I know God created us in his image, and I still, because I look at myself some days and I be like, Lord, why you created somebody like me? Like, why you, because I know I ain't all good. Y'all might be all good. And that's cool. Y'all might be all 100% God together. But I know me. Sometimes I'll be like, God, listen, I don't know what you was thinking when you did this one, right? Right? But I know that the love of God is something beyond what we can understand. I wrote this down on my phone the other day and I said, you know, I have a undying hope for humanity. I say I know humans can be some of the most marvelous creatures with some of the most marvelous feats ever. But they also can be the most raggedy and hateful and betrayal people ever, right? Yet there was an undying hope. And then there was one that died because of the hope. This is something else, people. That's church. All those are cool. And all that stuff is supplementary, right? That's church. Get down to the core of that thing, to the core of Christ. Christ is the core. That's the only way. Ain't no other way gonna work.